Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed, yes, to a Tuesday edition of the Moses Show right here on Sports Radio 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. Let's go right into it. Michigan is the national champion of college football. Not Georgia, not Alabama, not Texas, not Washington, not Florida State. No, it's the Michigan Wolverines. Second time in their history. Well, pretty much in the modern era. 197. This was their night. Washington made it a game there. They were down a score. And then early in that fourth quarter, Michigan went on a drive, scored a touchdown, went up two touchdowns, and I'm like, this game is over. And if you don't believe me, if you follow me on the X or the Twitter, whatever you want to call it this week, he scores. I said, game over, bring on the 12-team playoff. It's over. Number one in all of the land, 15-0, the Michigan Wolverines are the national champions. 34-13. Jim Harbaugh gets his championship, and he finally tells the haters, shut your mouth, I'm the champ, no more complaining. It's over. It's a long season. It started with me going to Nashville for SEC Media Days back in mid-July, long time ago, and now it's over. And there's a part of me, and I don't know about you, I was so consumed by the NFL this past weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and especially Sunday where I'm watching the Jaguars and Bucks at 1 o'clock, then Bears-Packers 4:15. Then I had to stay up late and watch that debacle there in South Florida as the Bills beat the Dolphins to win the AFC East. Then last night, I'm kind of like, all right, I'm over. I need a break. And you're like, oh, no, you don't get a break. Here's the college football championship game. There's a part of me where I'm kind of over college football. Like, this game should have been played closer to New Year's Day. That should have been the conclusion of college football. Nope. One more game to go. And it appears that the two teams that showed up, Michigan showed up, they're the champions. Isn't it weird also the debate we had where Florida State and Bama and Texas and all these teams, Georgia, who should be in the playoff? It's kind of weird where it feels like old school BCS rankings. The two teams, and the only two teams, fully stockpiled with players, meaning both of them had their starting quarterbacks, were in the championship game and both teams were undefeated. Those were the two top-ranked teams. They played last night. Michigan was better. They're the champs. There's no debate. Both those teams where you're like, oh, well, should Bama be in? Should Texas be in? Well, they made it, and they both lost in the semifinal. And now, again, how about this? A Big Ten team is the champ, and they're adding more teams to their conference. What are they going to be at next year? Is it 18? I mean, look, the team they beat last night, Washington, it's going to be in the Big Ten as well. So the real winner today, it's not only Michigan. It's not only Jim Harbaugh. We'll get to him in a second. Maybe the biggest winner of them all is, maybe it's the Big Ten Conference, where finally, they can look at the SEC. Greg Sankey, Nick Saban, that bald guy that does that boring show on SEC Network, they can look him right in the face. No, you suck. We're the champs. Not you. Don't tell me it just means more. Or pound for pound, we have the best team. No, we do. We're the champs. So in the 14 playoff era, how did the Big Ten do in about 10 years? Ohio State won the first one, and Michigan won the last one. That's right. Bookend them, baby. The Big Ten's the best. We're adding more teams. We're making all this revenue. Yeah, you know what? We're the best of the best. That's right. And our conference is going to get even bigger. Oh, you're adding Texas and Oklahoma? That's great. We're adding pretty much, I don't know, more than half of the Pac-12, and we killed the Pac-12. Remember, you used to have the Rose Bowl, where it'd be the best team from the Big Ten would take on the best team from the Pac-12. Well, you know what they did? They just ate the Pac-12. And now we're the best. It comes through us. So the Big Ten can run around and they can be like Ric Flair. You want to be the man, you got to beat the man. That's what this feels like after a while. Man, man, oh man. And if you're Jim Harbaugh, I'm going to say this right now. I'm going with my gut reaction. He will not be back in Michigan. No way. He is going to do what Pete Carroll did when there was the end of the run for USC in 2005. And there were the rumblings. The NCAA is going to come after them. He said, peace out. I'm out of here. I'm going. This is very key. I'm going straight to the NFL. And he's been on the Seahawks ever since, and he won a Super Bowl. And yes, he should have won two, but he didn't give the ball to beast mode at the goal line. That's another story. That's what it feels like to me. That's what this is going to be at Jim Harbaugh. He will not be on Michigan. And think about the rise of him over the last couple of years. Just think about this. He had to turn the program around. He got them in the right direction. But then he couldn't beat Ohio State. Couldn't get over the hump. And the fans were killing him. And there were rumblings there from the fans, the school, every knucklehead who opens up a microphone to do a sports show. He's not the answer. Get rid of Harbaugh. Get rid of him. He's not the answer. And then finally, wink, wink, he somehow, wink, wink, got over the hump and he beat Ohio State. And then he won the Big Ten. Then he got to the playoff. But then he couldn't win in the playoff. And then he had to get it over another hump. And that hump, he finally got over last night, winning a national title. The only problem, in the words of Lee Corso, not so fast. The problem is, there is going to be an asterisk by this. There is. Harbaugh is a great coach at the college and NFL level. No, he is. You can debate that, but no, he is a good coach. Problem is, he didn't coach for six games this year. You're like, well, Mark, what happened? Like you're a space alien. You just landed. Well, what happened? Or you just woke up from a coma. What's happened? What is this? Why didn't he coach for six games? Oh, well, because it's not because, oh, well, he had to have a kidney transplant or, oh, you know, he had to be with his wife. No, no, it's not that. It's not a feel-good story. It's not remember the Titans with Denzel. No, it's because he might have, maybe bend the rules there for a while. He might have been filming other teams and probably other violations as well. That's why Michigan is the champ. They won all their games. But, there's going to be an asterisk by this. And I'd not be shocked. And I know the NCAA is like a turtle trying to move as fast as they can. I would not be shocked that, okay, Michigan, you won the championship. You got your hats. You got your T-shirts. But then after a while, they have to get rid of the banner. And they have to vacate the wins. That's exactly what's going to happen here. That's what happened to USC. It's ridiculous. Hell, and it's funny with Michigan, because remember, when they had the Fab Five in the early 90s with Juwan Howard, Chris Webber, Jalen Rose, those teams, they were doing stuff that the NCAA didn't like, and they had to get rid of wins, and they had to get rid of banners. It's just interesting. Harbaugh's gone. Harbaugh, look, this is what it's going to be. Got you your championship. Leave me alone. I'm going back to the NFL. I'm going to go to the NFL, and the question is, who's going to hire me? Because I'm hot right now. Last year at this time, remember, he interviewed with the Vikings, and then that didn't work out. Goes back to Michigan. Oh, that happened. Google it. It happened. He won the Vikings job, didn't get it. This time, there's a lot of interesting openings. Not only will he be the coach, but maybe he gets to have some, general manager type moves as well. You got some interesting jobs. You can be in Los Angeles, do the Chargers. Hey, Washington's got a new owner. They're putting together their hiring team. They just fired everyone. That's one. Hey, who knows what happens with the Bears? Hey, Tennessee fired Mike Vrabel today. This is it right now. This is when you're hot. This is when you can cash in. He coached the NFL. He coached in the Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick. That happened. He's gone because the NCAA, it'll probably not be today, won't be tomorrow, won't be 3 weeks from now. NCAA is going to come after Michigan. They are. You know what's really crazy in all this? Remember, Michigan didn't win the NCAA championship last night. NCAA has nothing to do with the playoff. You win, remember, the college football playoff national championship game. It's not the NCAA trophy because the NCAA trophy is a plaque. and they hand that out for every other sport in collegiate sports. College football is the one they don't give out the plaque. It's a trophy. I've seen it in person. It's beautiful. I want to bring it to my home, but I can't. That is what's going to happen. He's going to leave, and then they're going to be like, oh, well, and maybe they have some sanctions or bowl bans. Who knows what the hell happens? Harbaugh won't be there. He won't, but they won that championship outright as well. Remember, because 97, which pretty much started the BCS after that, remember, the AP, the Associated Press in 97, Lloyd Carr was the coach. Remember this, Brian Griese was the quarterback. Charles Woodson won the Heisman. I love that team, by the way. They won the Rose Bowl. They beat, who'd they beat that year? It might have been Washington State with Ryan Leaf. They won the Rose Bowl. They were voted number one. They're the national champions. But remember, Nebraska with Tom Osborne, Scott Frost was the quarterback. They won their bowl game. They went undefeated. Osborne retired. Coaches felt sorry for him. Coaches voted Nebraska number one. So 97, split national title, even though Michigan's the champ. And they both were champions. And that's why we had the BCS, is because of 97. Michigan and Nebraska both went undefeated. That started the BCS. Now this time, if you're a Michigan fan, even though people are going to constantly poke holes at you and make fun of you, hey, you cheated, you did this, and asterisk, all that stuff. And the other one I heard Jim Rome say today, oh, they also won in Houston, another, you know, Houston Astros banging the garbage cans. It's very poetic, and it's sweet if you hate these teams. But they won the championship. They won. I don't know what happens tomorrow, but right now Michigan's the champ. The champ. And that's the end of the 14 playoff era. It was a lot of fun. I remember working in Omaha, Nebraska. We were on the air, I think it was 2012, and they announced we are going to a 14 playoff. And we are going to start in 2014. That's right, when Ohio State beat Oregon for the national title. Right? You know, it was weird last night also. No SEC team. In this era of the 14 playoff, a lot of SEC schools didn't have it last night. Didn't have it. I know ESPN, they must have been crying. Oh, this is terrible. Oh. But it happened. It was a game. Michigan won. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back. 4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it is. There's a guy that calls into the show. He's been calling in for years. Gigantic Michigan Wolverines fan. I messaged him. I said, you need to call in. I need to hear you. Look, I'm going to just, floor's open for this dude. He will join us next, and I know he's going to talk some trash. We'll do that next year on the show.